So there was a substantial dynamics here that grew from the fact that we have the vertebrate groups, fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, and we had people in this department, we had faculty addressing each of those major groups in a very substantial way. I mean, these folks were leaders in their field. Hewitt stood very tall amongst the wildlife science professionals, and Hamilton certainly the lead person in mammalogy. Ed Rainey, virtually anyone and everyone who's ever worked or thought about a fish or read anything about a fish has found Rainey's name or a citation that comes from his work or his students' work. These were people who were basically you can imagine them as giant wolf trees in a forest of people who were out there doing things, but were often dwarf shrubs or tall, skinny trees or with minimal growth potential. These were the giants in the forest. These were like the giant seed trees that proliferated, caused everything to grow. That's a kind of an odd analogy, I suppose, but there were many limbs, there were many aspects to these people, and lots of healthy growth from the work they did. Hamilton and Rainey certainly were two that fall in that category, and some of the students at Hamilton that worked with him, that worked here in that environment. It wasn't just Hamilton who created, helped create this bevy of outstanding vertebrate zoologists, vertebrate biologists, wildlife scientists, wildlife biologists, whatever we wanted to call ourselves or whatever our profession happened to turn towards. These folks and this aggregate and dynamics of having all of that vertebrate biology here in one building just seemed to have a tremendous impact on the science in all these areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a dynamics that occasionally comes together in other universities for other kinds of subjects, and you get a tremendous growth and a breakthrough in subject matter and ideas and interests. But Hamilton was a key to much of that here because he had this great fertile mind and was in a situation where other people were doing similar kinds of things with their own subject matter. And I think it just spawned a tremendous amount of knowledge and opportunity for others. And we're still working with observations and findings that these folks have made.